Infowars.com/show.
That Thanksgiving has already come and passed here in the year 2017. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Friday after Thanksgiving. And again, we are rebroadcasting the War Room here today. We hope you enjoyed our Thanksgiving rebroadcast talking about the Vegas shooting. We've got a different set of segments scheduled for you today. We're going to be hearing from Roger Stone. We're going to be hearing from Darren McBreen talking about the controlled media, which has really been exposed as of late, not only the bias from the liberal press dating back decades now, but also just the blatant lies that they have tried to sell the public that, well, it's not really working anymore. The public is not really buying it. Also, we're going to be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. The 2018 Make Congress Great Again is going to be very important for the Trump movement and to make sure we get a Congress in that's going to vote with President Trump's agenda. So we'll be hearing from Dr. Shiva Iyaduray, Austin Peterson, and others that are running for Congress in 2018 as we are trying to shed light on real candidates that will get behind the Trump movement, the Trump agenda to make America great again. And a new segment that has kind of organically cropped up here on the War Room, Laughing at Liberals. That's right. When they show up at a protest in a chicken costume or a unicorn costume or post some of their nonsense on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, we are there to break it down, meme it, and laugh at it. So that will be featured in today's rebroadcast as well. But now that Thanksgiving is past, I'm sure that people are already thinking about Christmas, perhaps already putting up trees, decorations and everything. That is, if you have woken from your Thanksgiving stupor. But if you are shopping for Christmas, we do ask you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have great specials going right now for Black Friday and Cyber Monday that will be coming up. You will see 50% off things, store-wide free shipping, and you will find something surely that you will like or someone in your family will like for Christmas. So please support us when you are doing your Christmas shopping. You've seen a lot happen here at InfoWars over the course of the last year. Not only have you seen a drastic change in just the culture and the political culture, but right here at InfoWars, you've seen us go from the Alex Jones Show being 4 hours a day to now being 10 hours a day of live broadcasting that is concluded right here with the War Room Show every day, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. But when I got here, it was just the 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. But now, thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, sharing our videos, sharing our links, telling your friends and family about what we do here, we are able to go to the next level. And I would imagine that Alex has a little Christmas gift of his own that he would like to unwrap, which is a new studio that is bigger, brighter, and better than any studio we have here now, if you can believe that. So I'm sure Alex is excited to get that launched. And again, that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So today on the rebroadcast, you'll be laughing at liberals. You'll be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. We will be hearing from Roger Stone. We will be hearing from Darren McBreen. And as usual, exposing the lies from the mainstream media, the liberal media, and the politicians. Remember, the louder they scream, the dirtier they are. This is the War Room.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers
that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, honored in this hour to be joined by Dr. Shiva Ayyaduray, who has a big announcement, or I guess had a big announcement, made it this weekend. Shiva, thank you for joining me today.
Hey, Owen, how are you? Great to be on the show.
Doing great. Glad to have you back. I watched some of your activity over the weekend. You did make me privy to the announcement you were going to make over the weekend, and that announcement is you have now announced that you're going to be running as an independent, no longer as a Republican against Elizabeth Warren in Massachusetts, but now as an independent. Tell me, what was your motive behind that decision?
Well, frankly, Owen, the bottom line is we declared our independence on Veterans Day, November 11th, because the reality is we're dumping the GOP establishment because they're, frankly, irrelevant in Massachusetts. And more importantly, they're essentially part of the deep state and the Democratic Party. They have no intention of winning this election. And their real goal is to toss up a situation where they want to lose to Elizabeth Warren because they have an arrangement with the Democratic Party. That's what's really going on in Massachusetts. And, you know, I like to be a winner. I like to win. And after a while, you start seeing that you're being essentially set up to lose. And I don't want to lose because we're here really fighting for the American people. And the bottom line is Elizabeth Warren, as we recognize that she's part of the not-so-obvious establishment, and the Massachusetts GOP is part of that not-so-obvious establishment. More importantly, Owen, when you really look at the numbers, there's 2.3 million independents in Massachusetts, 429,000 quote-unquote Republicans, and about 1.5 million Democrats. And when you work out the numbers and you look back and you realize that Donald Trump actually got 1 million votes in Massachusetts without even trying. You know, lock her up, Hillary Clinton got 2 million votes, but Trump didn't spend any money here. And when you look at those numbers, nearly 80% of those votes came from independents. So it's clear there's a silent majority in Massachusetts who are looking really for leadership. So it's the numbers just work out. And particularly in a midterm, Owen, it makes sense for us to do this. And the reality is we've been getting a massive amount of feedback, tons of emails, tons of social media. Yesterday actually was fortuitous. I met with Steve Bannon. You may see some of the pictures where Steve was actually holding up my T-shirt, which said declare your independence. So I think this is what needs to be done because I don't want to, you know, give all of my hard work to the Massachusetts GOP establishment, which is essentially the other flip side of the Democratic Party. It's no reason to do that and wake up in April and realize that they screwed us.
Yeah, and I think that you, as you said, you clearly saw the setup coming. The GOP didn't want you to represent them. They didn't want you to be running against Elizabeth Warren. They wanted you to disappear. And I think you did the right thing by going independent. And when you break it down, the way you kind of just broke it down as far as how the independent vote is concerned, plus I think there's another back end issue where some of the Democrats might even be tired of Elizabeth Warren and they might be willing to vote for another candidate, i.e. you. Do you think that the numbers are in your favor right now? Because I was shocked. When I first heard this, I was like, oh, man, you know, he's not running as Republican. I understand why. But then I watched your videos. I saw the excitement that you're drawing up with your grassroots campaign. I started to think a little more advanced down the line, and I realized, actually, going independent was the perfect move. Did you have any cold feet before you were doing this?
I mean, look, I'm a numbers guy, right? I do have these 4 degrees from MIT. You know, you learn how to do the math. And you work out the math.
Wait. It's not Elizabeth Warren with the 4 degrees from MIT. It's not Elizabeth Warren that invented email. Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
No, I mean, here's, you know, you bring up an important point that we brought up in our launch as an independent. If you look at the reality of Massachusetts, right, it got the lowest public integrity rating. These politicians are very good at corruption, best at corruption, the worst infrastructure, 47th in the country, and the highest in opioid addiction, 3 times the national average, all brought to you by Harvard. I mean, think about Mitt Romney, Harvard graduate, Charlie Baker, never Trumper, Republican Harvard graduate, and Elizabeth Warren, Harvard graduate. Now you go down the street, there's a high-tech vo-tech school there called MIT, which is where all the hardworking nerds are. 33,000 businesses came out of MIT, $2 trillion in revenues generated. So who's actually producing value for this country in America? It's actually these high-tech blue-collar workers, in many ways these MIT guys down the street. Yet these lawyer lobbyists keep getting elected because they're bamboozling everyone as though they're the elite that are doing something. What's more interesting, Owen, is when you really look at it, Harvard University is a fake university. They're actually a $45 billion hedge fund, and they have a fake Indian. And frankly, I think they give out fake degrees because it's all grade inflation. So when you put all of this together, the conclusion is, why isn't a guy like me, who's put in the time, generated jobs, actually created value like the other blue-collar people in Massachusetts, actually representing this the state? So the logic works out in that sense. The other piece of the logic, getting back to the numbers, 4.3 million registered voters in Massachusetts. 3 million vote in a presidential year. Only 2.3 million vote in a midterm, right? So when you work out those numbers and you find out that when you look at those numbers, nearly 40 to 50% of even the Democrats are not happy with Elizabeth Warren. And most of the independents neither like the mass GOP establishment or do they like the Elizabeth Warren option. So that's where I come in. Here's a guy, Shiva Ayyadure, Shiva for Senate, who's against Monsanto. At the launch, you may, if people saw the video, there was a poignant moment in there where a woman spoke about the fact that she comes from a lineage of people who were in the military, World War I, World War II. Her uncle died in Vietnam. And yet Elizabeth Warren supports Monsanto. She voted for the Monsanto Protection Act. Monsanto is the one who dropped 55,000 tons of Agent Orange, which killed a lot of our veterans. And she continues to support Monsanto. Even Bernie Sanders took $18,000 from Monsanto. So when you put it together, I've been fighting them. So the western part of the state where you have the people who are into organic food, farming, the Second Amendment people, they know the reality of this and they're going to support me. The middle part of the state, you know, they don't want the fake Indian. You know, they know only the real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And you got the innovators on the eastern part of the state who are really looking for someone to represent them, not the elitists down the street. So we have declared our independence. And I think the other thing here, Owen, is our winning against Elizabeth Warren. My hope is that it sets an inspiration to everyone across this country. It'll be Trump version 2.0. And that's what we need. We don't need these rigged parties. They're basically massively big corporations or private companies who operate as quote unquote nonprofits. The other big mission that we have is we must tax Harvard. $45 billion hedge fund. If you and I started a hedge fund, Owen, we have to pay at least 20 to 25% tax. The money that we could generate from the endowment taxing on Harvard alone will be able to fund skills-based education right in Massachusetts. For every 17 skill job openings, only one person is skilled. Again, brought to you by the wonderful graduates of Harvard, a law school and business school. We need to put them all out of business, Owen, and that's what we're going to do. And I don't want any of their support to do it. They don't deserve us. They don't deserve anyone listening here. We need to break from all of these political parties. They're a complete scam.
Well, I completely agree. I think that what you have right now is a groundbreaking campaign. And when you're victorious, it will be another kind of Trump moment where it was like, what? Really? Where did Trump come from? No way. How did he beat the whole establishment? That's basically what you're going up against. And I think you have the path to victory here. You know, how dare you say that Harvard is a fake university, though? Because I've got a story from Men's Health right here. Harvard just hosted an anal sex workshop called What in the Butt? I mean, that is clearly higher education. That's clearly what you expect from an Ivy League school. I want you to take that back, what you said against Harvard. Come on.
Well, you know, the other thing, Owen, is there's a great story about a graduate student who's teaching a course, and he gave the student an A-. The student goes, argues with the professor, and the professor forces the TA, the teaching assistant, to give this kid an A. That's the kind of grade inflation that goes on. 40% of Harvard is legacy admissions that get in there. And it's essentially an elitist network that they build. These people do not produce any value. They get way too much amount of prestige, and we need to take them out in the sense that they need to start paying their taxes.
No, I love this. I love this. Harvard is a fake university. That's literally what it is. They send people there, and then they put them out with degrees to enter the establishment, and it's probably the same thing they do with NCAA athletes. They just give them A's so they can get out there with a pedigree. It's a fake
Please
university.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb, with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. The number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us, totally fresh, last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Of what's going on in the world right now is people are recognizing what really matters is us as people, right? It doesn't matter, you know, I supported Trump because he was a disruptor, but even he couldn't affect the elections in Alabama, right? The reality is those people affecting elections are people, everyday people, because people are recognizing what's truth and what's lies, what's the establishment, who are the people. That's what's going on, and this is an incredible time in American history. This has never occurred before, probably since the revolution. And we are truly on the verge of a second American revolution. People are recognizing what is the establishment and who are change agents, and also who are the not so obvious establishment like Elizabeth Warren. Right? People are recognizing that people say one thing and do another.
That is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. That is our guest for the rest of this segment. He was making that speech over the weekend when he announced he'll be running as an independent against Elizabeth Warren rather than a Republican. A brilliant move when you're looking at it now. It took me a while to realize its actual brilliance, but it's amazing the point you just made there where you really did kind of personalize the entire issue for the voters, saying, hey, look, you are the ones that will change the future. You are the ones that will decide the fate. You have to get out and vote.
Bottom line, that's it. I mean, the reality is, you know, it's like both these parties are literally two heads of the same serpent, you know, and isn't it interesting, Owen, whenever people vote for these elections, how many times do people say, oh, I had to choose the better of the two evils, which means you're always playing with the devil. Well, with our campaign here, they actually have a real option. They have the chance to be the light and move away from this darkness. And that's not what the founder of this country created. So part of one of the key themes of our campaign, there's three core pillars, right? Real health, real jobs, and clean government. Under clean government, part of what we're saying is, look, Harvard University, which is based in Massachusetts, is literally the epicenter of the sewer that feeds the swamp in Washington. And everyone needs to start recognizing that. If you remember Owen in Star Wars, when Luke Skywalker, he goes and takes out that one point in the Death Star and he takes it all out. Well, that's what Harvard University is. And we need to stop giving this institution all the power that we give it. So if you go back and look at that point, one of the key things we need to do is term limits now. And my goal is that anyone who served two terms in any public office needs to get the hell out. And what's fascinating is, I believe about 10, 15 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled against this, but half of the Supreme Court is guys from Harvard. That's what's really interesting. So we need to probably start impeaching some of those judges out of there too, because they should have recused themselves. The other piece that's even more interesting in this is that we want to promote the concept of $1, one vote. And I'll explain that to you. $1, one vote is a maximum that you can spend or you can raise in any campaign. So for example, Massachusetts, 4.3 million registered voters. That means a maximum you can raise for a federal race is $4.3 million. And if you can't win on that, then you should get the hell out of the way, because it means your message sucks. You don't really have anything to really share with people. Our view is we're going to do this campaign as every, you know, hardworking entrepreneur has to do, which is you have to bring a strong message. It has to be real and it has to meet the interests of the consumers and the customers. And if you can't do that, then you're cheating. And that's what these guys are doing. All these guys cheat on that. So those are the two central points of our clean government aspect of this campaign. When we move over to real jobs, which is another piece, the key thing we want to say here, Owen, is that we need to unleash vo-tech schools, because we don't have enough skilled labor. We need to get rid of the fact that a medical student has to go to 4 years of undergraduate before they can even be a doctor. We wiped away 250,000 doctors on the ground, and we replaced it with Obamacare and Romney Care. And what we've really done is consolidate doctors into big hospitals. And the final point here, Owen, that I want to make, I think the students listening to this or the people who are graduated who all took on predatory loans, we want to give the rights for students to default on their loans. And let me explain why. These were predatory loans that were made. If you and I start a business, Owen, and we go to the local bank to get a loan, first thing they're going to say is, hey, Owen and Shiva, show me your spreadsheet, show me your projections, and now show me what business you're going to be in. And then they're going to make a decision whether they want to give us a loan or not, right? Well, how do they do with these students? A 16, 17-year-old kid comes to them. They give him a bunch of paperwork. He doesn't have a chance to review it. He signs it. So many people are graduating with what they thought was an $8,000 or $10,000 loan, and now they're having to pay $200,000. So my view is, hey, you big banks who profited a lot, took predatory loans, why didn't you ask that student, hey, what's the course of study you're doing? Oh, you're doing gender studies. Really? How are you planning on getting a job out of that? They didn't do that business analysis for that student. They didn't care to do that. They funded these guys knowing that they were going to get into hardship. And essentially, most of these people are essentially indentured servitude. So my view is we let them default on their loans. Why? Because, hey, this is an open and free market. Bush passed a rule saying that these students can default. Well, that's essentially rigging the market. So that'll force these banks to make much better decisions. They're the ones who caused the housing crisis, and we all bailed them out. Well, that kind of stuff's got to end. There's a $1.3 trillion bubble on these student loans. So my view is let's get everyone to be on the same page. What you right now have is Harvard University runs as a hedge fund, $45 billion, year-over-year profits, and these big banks who gave these predatory loans are making year-over-year profits. And what we're creating is a bunch of students who can't get jobs, and they're essentially indentured servants on a plantation. That's what's really going on. The other point I want to bring about Elizabeth Warren is this has all been brought to you by Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian who works at a fake university making $350,000 a year for teaching one class. You know, by the way, Elizabeth Warren's her key security advisor to all the people who know this about the Fed and the Council for Foreign Relations, her key advisor is a guy called Sasha Baker, who's part of the Council of Foreign Relations. Anyone who's studied this know that they're part of the deep state. So you have the not-so-obvious establishment in Massachusetts, supported by the Mass GOP, who has no interest in beating her. But the Shiva for Senate campaign, we're going to represent the people. We're building this ground movement to say we're going to win as independents. We don't need these parties, and it's about time we do that. So to your earlier point, Owen, it's to give power back to the people in a very fundamental way.
Well, you're really touching on some good strings as far as my heart is concerned, because I was thinking about how Harvard needs – I mean, Harvard is such a fake university. I wasn't thinking that this weekend, and then you said fake university, and I was like, boom, that's perfect. And then these predatory loans, I don't think people really understand the massive – just overall industry of the predatory loans. It goes even beyond just student loans. This is something a lot of construction companies will do in order to default on debt. A lot of media companies will do in order to default on debt. I will tell you this. I've been actually victimized by this in two ways. Not only did I take student loans out, which I would actually disagree with you on the premise because even though I think it's a good campaign message to run on, especially in Massachusetts, I mean, I'm planning on paying all my student loans back, even though I may have been taken advantage of. I still had to sign on the dotted line. However, I was taken advantage of by a media company that took predatory loans out. They owed me thousands of dollars. They defaulted on their loans. And what they do is they trick you by putting the company as the person taking out the loan so they don't have to pay it as the individual. I know they all have millions of dollars still, but I never got my money. That's what you're trying to fight against.
Well,
am I correct?
At least... The rules got to go equal ways. It can't be one way and another way. You have to pay back your loans, but they don't, right?
Yep.
So they can go back, they can default, but you can't. Well, my point is let's make it all even, because then you have to make a business decision. So if you're a stupid
All right, you got to hear more from Shiva, folks. He's an amazing guest. ShivaForSenate.com. Do not miss his campaign. It is amazing.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There it is, folks. There's the Antifa dance competition. You're seeing it right now. You've got Elaine Benes on the right versus Antifa on the left. And just like they said in Seinfeld, it is truly shocking. It is horrifying footage. It is graphic. You should not show this footage to your kids. Antifa! It's the Antifa dance competition. And just like the people are looking on in horror at Elaine's dance moves, you'll also notice that the crowd here is looking on in horror at the dance moves by these Antifa members, specifically this young man that's about to be zoomed in on. He is just shocked. That young man should not be exposed to such graphic dance moves as this. So there it is, folks. The Antifa dance competition. Elaine Benes beats them all. Okay, we're having a little fun here on the War Room. Let's bring in our guest now, Austin Peterson from my home state of Missouri, trying to drain the swamp of Claire McCaskill, one of the most anti-man members of Congress. She truly just despises men. A lot of stuff on your plate, Austin. Obviously, you're fighting for free speech, tax reform, Second Amendment, doing something about the debt. But if I recall, were you dealing with some social media censorship not too long ago?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was giving away an AR-15 for my campaign, and they didn't have a problem with it. I was paying for them to promote the campaign, and they had no problem with that. But I specifically did a video where I talked about Claire McCaskill voting against our gun rights, and that they had a problem with. They took that video down and banned me for 30 days. They wouldn't respond to any messages asking why.
And this was on Facebook?
It was on Facebook, and what we found out was that their chief operating officer, Sheryl Sandberg, had contributed the maximum amount to Claire McCaskill, and that's all it took for us to go to the press with that. And when we pushed back, they wrote back and said, no, not a violation of the terms of service, and they unbanned me,
but they
still have the video deleted. Yeah.
That's total collusion against you. You're literally, you've got Facebook and the government. In this case, Claire McCaskill literally colluding against you.
Right. And it's just funny because they're under a lot of fire for election interference, taking a lot of money from Russian spammers for interfering elections. And then they leaned into our election and had silenced me and were promoting my opponent.
Wow. AustinForSenate.com. He's running against Claire McCaskill. You just heard it. The government is colluding with Facebook to try to keep Austin out of office. Why do you think that is, folks? Well, you know why. Austin, you know, it's pretty amazing right now. Free speech is one of your big topics. Free speech on college campus is something you talk about a lot. Very timely right now. You've got Richard Spencer, who's out speaking in Florida, regardless of whether we agree or disagree with what he's saying. He has the right to assemble. He has the right to free speech. But it seems like whenever a quote-unquote conservative or right-winger wants to have a speech, the left is always there to disrupt it and silence it.
Well, the problem with defending freedom is that you have to defend people even if you disagree with them. And the problem is that there is you're going to defend miscreants, you're going to defend bigots, you're going to have to defend people, even Nazis, because even Nazis in America have free speech. But the left is starting to push their agenda so hard now that they're conflating speech with violence. And they're saying that a certain type of speech could be considered a microaggression. And that's why you had to spend $600,000 on security to protect the students of Berkeley University in California, from a 5'3" tall Jewish kid, Ben Shapiro. It shouldn't have to be that way. And, obviously I don't support the views of people like Richard Spencer, but Richard Spencer should be able to say what he wants to say. The best way to counteract, speech that you disagree with is speech that you agree with. And, you know, Ron Paul once famously said that we don't have the freedom of speech so we can talk about the weather. We have freedom of speech so we can talk about very dangerous things. And I'm afraid that we're putting our college students into these bubbles so that they're not going to be prepared to deal with the real world when they get out there. I mean, look what happens. They become NFL players and then they turn into snowflakes.
You know, this is actually incredible. You just said two things that really stuck out to me. One was I believe this is part of a social engineering program specifically in the colleges to equate speech with violence. And that's what has led to these people's responses to free speech. But then again, you know, earlier I was talking about how they spent $500,000 on security at the University of Florida for Richard Spencer's speech. You mentioned how they spent $500,000 for Ben Shapiro's speech. They probably had to spend more than that for Coulter's speech, more than that for Milo's speech. So we're talking about millions and millions of dollars spent to protect the community from leftists. Literally, you're taking millions of dollars to have to protect the community from leftists. Why wouldn't they just decide to stay home? Maybe we could give that money to charity.
Well, true. But you know what the real problem, of course, is that when you have these publicly funded universities, you have to be able to protect people's free speech. If it was a private university could simply say, no, we refuse to allow Richard Spencer to speak on our campuses. But because of the collusion between our educational system and the government, in a sense, we have to finance the problems that are created by the left. And these universities are just turning into social justice warrior and communist factories are just churning them out. Here in Missouri, you know what went on at the University of Missouri at Columbia.
It destroyed the university, Austin. The university has never recovered. Enrollment is down. They can't fill up all these new dorms they built. They can't win a football game. They can't do anything.
Yeah, I was actually at Northwest Missouri State University up in Maryville just last night talking to the college Republicans, and several of the people that I spoke to actually moved away from Columbia. They got away from Mizzou because they didn't want to be in that kind of environment because they didn't feel like their views were going to be respected on campus. So we have to push back against what the Social Democrats' agenda has been. I mean, in many ways, we're very lucky that we don't have Hillary Clinton for president right now, because you know where she'd come down on these sides of the issues. And I'm running to be a senator from Missouri because I want to respect free speech. I want to respect our First Amendment. And as you heard earlier, I want to respect our Second Amendment as well.
Austin Peterson trying to help us drain the swamp of Claire McCaskill. Trust me, folks, she is truly a swamp creature. But it's amazing to me, Austin, when we talk about what happened at the University of Missouri and what we're continuing to see happen. And then you talk about some students you're talking to at Northwest Missouri University, which is obviously a smaller school. Most people have never heard of it. I remember I had friends that were seniors at the University of Missouri, Mizzou, in Columbia, Missouri, when a student, I don't remember, 1946 or whatever it was, started happening. And they were telling me that if they weren't seniors, they would leave. If they weren't already in their senior year, they would have left. And they're advising, you know, younger siblings, younger friends, just don't even go near this school right now. It's a total disaster. I mean, this is what liberalism does.
Well, unfortunately, they're not teaching the Constitution in our schools, right? They're teaching some form of twisted methodology that it has a whole lot more to do with the type of people that I'm running against in this race on both sides of the aisle. I don't know if you had heard, but the current Attorney General of Missouri just jumped into this race last week, and Mitch McConnell and Karl Rove and the Swamp are pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars.
So they're really, you really got them frightened, don't you?
Yeah, actually, we hear that they weren't supposed to jump into the race until next year, but because of all of the endorsements and the momentum we've been picking up, we hear that they jumped into the race early because he didn't want to be seen as breaking his promise to voters that he was going to serve as attorney general too early. It was just funny because as soon as he got elected, he didn't go to Jefferson City. He went straight to Washington, D.C. to meet with Mitch McConnell, and now they're out there pushing for the attorney general of Missouri. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer both have their picks in this race. They're pouring millions of dollars in it. All my money is coming from the grassroots supporters, active military members, single moms, construction workers, and that I'm, because they know that the only special interest that I have is liberty. But the swamp has got between both of us. They're trying to make it appear as if the attorney general has the support of the conservative grassroots, but that's just not the case.
And who is that again?
Attorney General Josh Hawley campaigned last year that he wasn't going to run for higher office. And then immediately upon taking office, Mitch McConnell brought him to D.C. and encouraged him to break that promise, which he has done, and is now challenging me for the nomination of the Republican Party.
So that's going to be the conservative establishment candidate. And then you obviously got the swamp creature, Claire McCaskill, on the other side. But you are the grassroots candidate, absolutely. Austin Peterson is our guest. He's going to be with us for one more segment. AustinForSenate.com. He mentioned how they don't teach the Constitution in schools anymore. I'm actually wearing my high school lapel pin today, CBC High School in St. Louis. You couldn't graduate from my high school unless you got a 100% on the Constitution exam and a 100% on the Bill of Rights test. Here I am.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Refresh your breath with MX Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. MX Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol,
chemicals or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gum and canker sores. Go organic today with Emex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Our guest is Austin Peterson. We're able to get these great guests. And did you know we're live 10 hours a day now? That's right. InfoWars is now live 10 hours a day. And it's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some great specials running on that website right now. The big special that is continuing right now while supplies last is 50% off Brain Force. This is one of our most popular products. It's still 50% off. I think Alex is just trying to sell all of it. I think he's just going to try to sell every last bit of this at 50% off until we get a new run of it. So that probably means that there could be a time where we're out of this product. So if this is something that you use every day or that's part of your routine, you need to take advantage now before we run out. 50% off BrainForce Plus, unless you have AutoShip, where if you've signed up for AutoShip, we always guarantee product availability. So even when we have these huge specials that end up selling out a lot of our products, if you have the AutoShip, we always hold some back to make sure that you get your AutoShip commitment. And that also gives you an additional 10% off any product that you put on AutoShip. One of the great features at InfoWarsStore.com with all of our health supplements is the auto ship with the additional 10% off. How about Super Male Vitality? 30% off Super Male Vitality right now. Anthroplex is also 50% off. 50% off Anthroplex. 40% off our B12 supplement. 40% off Secret 12. 40% off Survival Shield X2. 40% off BioTrue Selenium. These are all great supplements that a lot of people use every day. Why not go to InfoWarsStore.com and try out ours? And an exclusive coupon code, PRO10 with True Whey Protein. You get 10% off with PRO10. So in the checkout and the coupon code, enter PRO10 and you get 10% off whey protein. That's an additional 10% off to whatever the special is. If we're running one, we're usually running specials all the time. So check out InfoWarsStore.com, all of our great products. All right, Austin Peterson is our guest. Final segment with him, AustinForSenate.com. Austin, one of the biggest things being talked about right now and bandied about is tax reform. And it seems like everybody wants tax reform, but it seems like there seems to be maybe a discrepancy on whether that means tax cuts or perhaps some people saying an increase of taxes. Tax reform is something that you're running on. If you were in the Senate right now, what would be your approach, or what approach would you advise President Trump take to tax reform? Obviously, he's basically dragging the turtle, Mitch McConnell, around behind him. But what do you think about what's being proposed right now for tax reform?
His plan. Those guys have been advancing the concept of fundamental tax reform, which is really what I want. In an ideal world, we'd get rid of the income tax and the IRS. But in the short term, as we move towards an actual free society, perhaps we can cut our corporate income tax rate in half. We can cut our income tax, personal income tax rate down to around 15%. We have the highest corporate income tax rate in the world. I mean, it's actually higher than China's right now. And so I applaud the president for his push for tax reform. I wish that the Senate Majority Leader would get on board and get his caucus in order, because right now the biggest problem are the obstructionists behind the swamp creatures, McConnell and others, Paul Ryan in the House. And I think that if we had time, we could push fundamental tax reform. Unfortunately, it seems as if the GOP can't seem to get anything done, and we may only get tax cuts, which I think is a bit of a missed opportunity, and it's part of the reason why I'm running, because in the end of the day, what tax cuts are all about is creating jobs. If we could do things like get rid of the payroll tax, then we could get people to be able to put more food on the table and have a little bit more financial security. But as long as we have runaway government spending, a national debt of $20 trillion or more, then we're not going to be able to have the kind of growth policies that we really need in this country. We need free markets. We need to cut spending, cut taxes. We need to overturn Obamacare legislatively, and it's time to get the federal government off our backs.
And the president has a mandate to me on all of these things, especially when it comes to repealing Obamacare, especially when it comes to cutting the taxes. I mean, those two things to me, he's addressing the immigration issue. That thing is so crazy. Really, he just wants to follow the law and not have lawlessness at the border. But I mean, I think about the president cutting taxes as a mandate. I think about him repealing Obamacare as a mandate. The problem is, as you said, we've got all of these blockades in Congress. You know, I'm just curious, if 2018 comes around and we elect the right people to get into the Congress to not only give the president the mandate, but also the Congress behind it, do you think that this could be the kind of thing where we don't actually see any movement until 2018 if we get a right Congress in order?
Yes, unfortunately, I think that we're only going to be able to pass the sort of fundamental reforms that we want to see if we have a mandate in the Senate. 60 seats would be the tiebreaker, or the filibuster breaker as well. And I think that we've got an opportunity here to do so, but we need to make sure that we're vetting our candidates properly across the country, and find out where the money is flowing into who. Of course, you got Steve Bannon out there and Breitbart trying to take out some of these Republican incumbents. We're not sure what kind of stability that might lead to. But if we had some good conservative, constitutional conservatives in there, people like myself who want to go help Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, and others stay the course and support the president's agenda for tax cuts, cutting regulations, and having real reform, then I think we can do what we really want to do. And I applaud the president for doing exactly what he said he was going to do for campaigning. A lot of presidents, they campaign one way, and then when they get in office, they do the opposite. But I believe that if the Senate had been been able to pass a repeal of Obamacare, the president would have signed it. And I was excited to see that Senator Rand Paul had given the president his greatest accomplishment, which was to make it so that individuals could purchase insurance across state lines. And a lot of people on our side were critical because they were saying, well, this shouldn't be done by executive order. But executive orders interpret existing law. They're not supposed to create new laws. And all the president did with that executive order was to interpret the law that already allows corporations to purchase insurance across state lines to create insurance pools. It allowed individuals to do the same. Why should the corporations be able to get that benefit? And then individuals like myself, like my insurance was canceled a couple of months ago because they won't be able to provide it in the individual insurance market. Now the president and Rand Paul have essentially made it so that there will be what the liberals are calling a dangerously unregulated insurance market, which is very exciting because that might mean we'll get lower prices next year so that middle America, people like myself and farmers in Missouri, can actually afford insurance.
Yeah, they're freaked out because they're not going to have total control over the insurance market. And, you know, what the picture you're painting is accurate, because Trump basically took what Obamacare did, which was put these insurance providers above the law and monopolistic, and said, no, you're going to have to compete for rates and you're not going to be above the law in that regard. You mentioned Bannon. Has Steve Bannon reached out to you?
We have not heard from the Breitbart people. We've heard some rumors. I think this is wishful thinking on their part. Rumors that they might be supporting my opponent, the Mitch McConnell-backed candidate in the race. But there's actually been no direct contact on our part with the Breitbart team. Obviously, it'd be great to have their support. But I was a libertarian last year. I was not a Republican, so that might be problematic on my part, and I have to own up to that. You know, I have been a believer in liberty. I still am, but there is an R after my name now. But I haven't seen any actual overt support from the Bannon people to the Hawley people, even though that's being reported. I think that's actually some wishful thinking on the behalf of the liberal media, who wants mm-hmm. that to be true so that they could tar and feather Hawley with the racist bigot brush like they always do. But from everything that I've seen, it seems like the Breitbart people are mostly focusing on Republican incumbents that they're trying to primary people like Jeff Flake out in Arizona. And others who are up for re-election who are not supporting the president. So in my mind, it seems that the Breitbart people are mostly going to stay out of their race. I'm having to grassroots it, bootstrap it the whole way.
Well, I feel like you are the perfect candidate for someone like Bannon to get behind. So hopefully I would hope that he would reach out to you, because he's trying to break up the Republican establishment. And that's exactly what I think you would be doing. 60 seconds, Austin Peterson, austinforsenate.com, final words.
Yeah, I just want to say that we don't just need another Republican in the U.S. Senate. That's not really what the solution is. We need the right type of Republican, a constitutional conservative who will go to Washington, D.C., drain the swamp, cut spending, cut taxes, get rid of Obamacare like the Republicans have been promising, and go to drain the swamp. That's what I want to do. I want to get the federal government off our backs, and I hope that your supporters will go to austinforsenate.com and help us do that.
Thank you, Austin Peterson. Always a great guest. Always good to catch up with you. And I want you to drain the swamp of Mitch McConnell. Or excuse me, Mitch McConnell would be nice, but Claire McCaskill is who you're running against. It'd be nice to get her out. Thank you, Austin Peterson. AustinForSenate.com. Folks, all I do is I look at who's running in this race. I look at who they're running against. And I find candidates that I want to get into Congress so that we can do exactly what he just described. Let's get behind the president by voting the right people into Congress. And please, Claire McCaskill has got to go.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/. The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
That Thanksgiving has already come and passed here in the year 2017. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Friday after Thanksgiving. And again, we are rebroadcasting the War Room here today. We hope you enjoyed our Thanksgiving rebroadcast talking about the Vegas shooting. We've got a different set of segments scheduled for you today. We're going to be hearing from Roger Stone. We're going to be hearing from Darren McBreen talking about the controlled media, which has really been exposed as of late, not only the bias from the liberal press dating back decades now, but also just the blatant lies that they have tried to sell the public that, well, it's not really working anymore. The public is not really buying it. Also, we're going to be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. The 2018 Make Congress Great Again is going to be very important for the Trump movement and to make sure we get a Congress in that's going to vote with President Trump's agenda. So we'll be hearing from Dr. Shiva Iyaduray, Austin Peterson, and others that are running for Congress in 2018 as we are trying to shed light on real candidates that will get behind the Trump movement, the Trump agenda to make America great again. And a new segment that has kind of organically cropped up here on the War Room, laughing at liberals. That's right. When they show up at a protest in a chicken costume or a unicorn costume or post some of their nonsense on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, we are there to break it down, meme it, and laugh at it. So that will be featured in today's rebroadcast as well. But now that Thanksgiving is past, I'm sure that people are already thinking about Christmas, perhaps already putting up trees, decorations, and everything. That is, if you have woken from your Thanksgiving stupor. But if you are shopping for Christmas, we do ask you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have great specials going right now for Black Friday and Cyber Monday that will be coming up. You will see 50% off things, store-wide free shipping, and you will find something surely that you will like or someone in your family will like for Christmas. So please support us when you are doing your Christmas shopping. You've seen a lot happen here at InfoWars over the course of the last year. Not only have you seen a drastic change in just the culture and the political culture, but right here at InfoWars, you've seen us go from the Alex Jones Show being 4 hours a day to now being 10 hours a day of live broadcasting that is concluded right here with the War Room Show every day, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. But when I got here, it was just the 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. But now, thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, sharing our videos, sharing our links, telling your friends and family about what we do here, we are able to go to the next level. And I would imagine that Alex has a little Christmas gift of his own that he would like to unwrap, which is a new studio that is bigger, brighter, and better than any studio we have here now, if you can believe that. So I'm sure Alex is excited to get that launched. And again, that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So today on the rebroadcast, you'll be laughing at liberals. You'll be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. We will be hearing from Roger Stone. We will be hearing from Darren McBreen. And as usual, exposing the lies from the mainstream media, the liberal media, and the politicians. Remember, the louder they scream, the dirtier they are. This is the War Room.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get game-changing, amazing products. We've been sold out of DNA Force for almost 4 months. These ingredients are nutraceutical grade, you know, the highest quality, the bio-PQQ, all of it. It's 25% off. The truck got in this morning, and it's back, but it is a limited run because of all the testing and all the rest of it. It's the highest quality. Read about what it'll do for you and your family. It is amazing. We also have been sold out for 3 months on Biome Defense, super high-quality probiotic. It's 25% off. Out of the gates, back in stock, but for a very limited time. So you get the highest quality, the very cleanest stuff out there. We're really, really proud of it. DNA Force and Biome Defense Probiotic. Now back in stock, InfoWarsLife.com. And when you buy products from globalists, it's an act of trading with the enemy. It is an act of war. It is an act of standing up when you spread the links, the articles, and buy products from us. And then we commit to rampage against the enemy totally.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back. You're in the War Room, and we're going to be taking some of your calls a little later in the program. That number, 888-201-2244. I'm joined by my colleague, Owen Scheuer. Now, I know Jake Tapper is very, very upset. You see, word has gotten back to him that he's being dropped from my international best dress list for this year, and he's being replaced by Owen Scheuer. Wow. Yes, Jake, I know it's a crushing blow, but I've had it with
Don't mention blow around Jake.
Good point. I've had it with your antics, your propaganda, I remember the days when you were once a journalist, but they're on to you, Jake. People know that virtually nothing you say can be believed. And just in terms of raw numbers, there's far more Americans watching us here at InfoWars than watching your PAP. Owen?
Well, it's actually amazing, Roger. I know that you've actually met a lot of these people. I've met Jake Tapper, Don Lemon. When you actually meet these fake news talking heads, it's actually incredible. I mean, most of them are pretty much just total cucks. They can't talk to you. They can't handle a real conversation. They have three or four people that are basically their handlers, running them around, steering them which way to go. I actually give Van Jones credit. I mean, I disagree with just about all of his politics, but Van Jones at least seems like a real guy. He doesn't have a bunch of carriers that carry him around, and he actually speaks his mind, I feel like. Again, I completely disagree with almost everything he says, but I think he's actually a real guy, unlike a Jake Tapper, who's a total fop.
Well, I ran into Van Jones coming out of a studio. He was coming in just the other day. He asked for a selfie. It was very pleasant. We don't agree. And I said, Van, I will give your regards to your cousin Alex. So let's roll this CBS hit piece that they put up the other day. You see, between the release of the JFK documents, my outlining a plan for a special prosecutor to expose Uranium One and derail the Mueller takedown of Manafort and Trump. This is what we got from CBS.
By most accounts, almost all of the people protesting.
Now, there's no soundtrack on this. It is a hit piece put together recently to try, I guess, to discredit me in an effort to try to limit my availability, or I should say my access, to social media. Today, I learned, for example, that the official feed for the Netflix documentary, Get Me Roger Stone, has also been suspended on Twitter. Yesterday, I met with a number of high-level, the very best telecommunications lawyers in the country to talk about a legal takedown of Twitter. You see, we are going to end the censorship, and we are going to have them ultimately regulated like a utility. There you see on CBS, I am straightening out for Charlie Rose the falsehood that I was trafficking with a Russian hacker named Lucifer 2.0. He turns out is neither a hacker nor is he a Russian. But that's the kind of propaganda piece you see coming from the mainstream media. Owen, they're on the run. They know we're exposing them, and therefore they have to cut us off. That's the thing about today's left. They're not like the liberals of the 60s and 70s. Those folks wanted civil debate. They would argue with you on the merits, on the issues. These people, oh, we need to shut Owen Scheuer up. Just shut up, because they can't beat us in honest debate.
And that's a sign of victory. That is honestly what this is. When you see us getting censored on all of these social media platforms, from YouTube, the algorithms blocking us from showing up first on Google, when they suspend Roger Stone's Twitter account for tweeting nothing but the ugly truth. Unfortunately for Don Lemon, it's just the ugly truth. But he brags about that on a New Year's broadcast, but we don't need to go down that path. But it ultimately is a sign of victory. They cannot beat us in a battle of wits. They cannot beat us in a battle of ideas. They cannot beat us in a battle of intellect. So because they can't actually win in the battlefield for ideas and for liberty, they just shut you up. We can't beat Roger Stone, so let's just shut him down.
Yeah, I don't think it will work. Those who want to follow my exploits on Twitter can do so at the InfoWars Twitter feed or at the Stone Cold Truth Twitter feed, where my followers pretty well chronicle what I am up to. You know, we kid a lot about our clothing here on the War Room, because Owen and I are both clothes horse. We understand the concept of look good, feel good. But the media seems to be obsessed now with the extraordinary spending habits of Paul Manafort. We learned from today's New York Times, lifting it from the Mueller indictment, that Manafort spent $1.3 million on his clothing, and spent $500,000 at one unnamed men's store in Beverly Hills, California alone. Now, I've known Manafort a long time, and his taste runs to custom Italian suits with a more padded shoulder, a higher armhole, more closely fitted to the body. Not necessarily the right cut for a middle-aged man of some proportions. Just because Manafort's clothes were expensive does not mean that they particularly fit well. But to each his own. He always has had and has impeccable taste on his collection of shirts and ties. The reason for this onslaught against his sartorial budget, of course, is to create resentment of Manafort's legally gained wealth. Let's be very clear. They keep talking about his lobbying for Ukraine. He did not lobby for Ukraine. He ran political campaigns in Ukraine regulated by the laws in that country. That is a perfectly legal endeavor, which means the money that he's accused of moving around Europe is not dirty money to begin with, and therefore moving it around cannot be constituted as money laundering. I've talked to some of the very best white-collar attorneys in the country in the last 48 hours. The case against Manafort is a weak one. They'll have a hard time winning a conviction. And as you know, Owen, none of it relates to Russia. So now this guy Papadopoulos pops up. I've never heard of him, and I was in pretty extensive touch with the Trump campaign. He has no authority. He didn't even have a security entrance card for the headquarters. He was never on the payroll. He's a volunteer. But they're going to claim that his bombarding Trump campaign officials with requests to meet with high-level Russians constitutes the collusion, the coordination they've been looking for. I don't think that dog will hunt.
Well, Roger, it's strange that this is the... Apparently, there's two more sealed indictments. This is the first in the round. But usually with these type of cases, what they'll do is they'll bring out the biggest charges they have first in order to create some fear in the opposition. If this is the biggest charge they got nothing. Of course, we already know that they had nothing. But what's interesting about Papadopoulos, Roger, if my timeline is accurate here, he actually worked more for the deep state as an undercover operative than he did the Trump campaign.
It appears that way. First of all, he goes to a long succession of neocon think tanks. Then suddenly he's in bed with the Russians. So he's at the Jamestown Institute. Then he's at the Hudson Institute. These are virulently anti-Russian, pro-neocon fronts. And then suddenly overnight, he's the one advocating meetings with the Russians. I think I can shed light on these two new sealed indictments. They're going to indict Paul Manafort's driver for double parking. And they've nailing his housekeeper for tearing America the tags.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the second American revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about almost up the center. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations.
And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. And also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving. I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room, guys. I was trying to tell you that we need to get Roger Stone's earpiece plugged in. That's why we were having that confusion. But welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone with you. We were just responding to the Twitter censors and how they want to block Roger, and it's really just a victory. But, Roger, I don't know if you wanted to get into this now, but you handed me this document basically breaking down what appears to be LBJ associated with the KKK.
Yeah, I mentioned this on the Alex Jones Show, an extraordinary document which comes out of the classified documents that President Donald Trump ordered released, in which we learn that a source tells the government that the original Knights of the Ku Klux Klan of Texas have produced documentary proof that President Lyndon Johnson was formerly a member of the Klan in Texas prior to his days in the U.S. House of Representatives. What's particularly interesting is a stamp on this document that shows that a copy was sent to Clyde Tolson, who is the top assistant deputy director to J. Edgar Hoover. Now you see why they wanted this information classified. Lyndon James Baines Johnson, like Robert Byrd, a member of the virulently anti-black and almost all Democrat Ku Klux Klan.
Started by the Democrats, obviously. People make the joke the last time we saw the Democrats this upset as they are with Trump was when people took their slaves away, so they formed the KKK. That's a bit of history that people don't really want to talk about. But Roger, you know what's amazing to me about the JFK files being released? We got a lot of bombshells in these files. The government putting implants in the media, the government staging terror attacks, the government lying about what happened to JFK. But, you know, perhaps the biggest bombshell is the fact that it's now admitting that Hitler escaped from Nazi Germany to South America. So are they editing the textbooks that our children are reading? No. Now, what about all the people that go to the streets and claim that Trump is Hitler? Trump is Hitler. Trump is a Nazi. silence from them, the fact that the government lied about Hitler and the fact he was able to live and escape to South America. Silence from all the leftists that compared Trump to Hitler, but aren't even bothered by the fact our government lied about Hitler and it was Trump that has now exposed that and made that public. How come they ignore that, Roger?
I'm not familiar with that disclosure, Owen. Where did you see that?
So it's in multiple Hoover letters from a while ago, but in the JFK, here you go. Here's the story from Infowars.com. It basically says that multiple countries in South America, Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, etc., were working with officials from the Nazi regime, and the U.S. had intelligence that Hitler had indeed escaped to South America and essentially set himself up a life in Argentina. And we just had, 2 months ago, a trove of Nazi artifacts found in Argentina. So again, it just corroborates what we already knew, which was then released in the JFK files. So it's just amazing that all of this stuff gets released from Trump. He's the one that says he wants transparency. He actually is the most transparent president in my lifetime. I'm sure that you could perhaps say the same, maybe since JFK or even more transparent, and they don't even appreciate it. They don't even care. Yeah, there's the story. Hidden trove of Nazi artifacts found in Argentina, and then the JFK papers just, again, confirm what we already suspected. Hitler escaped South America.
You know, Owen, I think the larger question here is, why has the deep state, why are the intelligence agencies moving so aggressively to cover up things that, let's face it, happened 50, 60, 70 years ago? Here's the answer, I believe. Because it shows the same tactics and the same MO today as then. The lying, the fabricating, the hiding, the covering up, the leaking.
The fake media.
The infiltration of the media. The things that they did then are the same exact things that they're doing now. And that is, in my opinion, what it is they don't want the American people to know. The tactics being used on JFK are the same tactics being used on Donald Trump. So far, that has been absent murder.
Well, they'd love to go there. You know that.
There's no question about it. I pray for the president's safety and the safety of his family every single night. Because he is such a threat to the established order. He is such a threat to the two-party duopoly that has run this country into the ground. That's why they are so hysterical. He's mentally unbalanced. He's crazy. No. It's you that you're projecting. It is them that they are upset about. And then, as I indicated on the Alex Jones show, when these political insiders, someone who was just with Jeb Bush, someone who was just with a major Republican U.S. senator, and they tell you calmly, oh, don't worry about Trump. He'll be gone by December. And then you see these newspaper ads and the Tom Steyer-financed television's ads whipping people into a hysteria. These are related incidents. The political establishment is working with Soros and the rabble in the streets for what Alex Jones, the first guy I know, has called it, November 4th uprising. This is coming, folks. Make no doubt whatsoever about it. Alex Jones has called this. Here's further proof. A multi-$1,000 ad in the New York Times. The counter-revolution is coming, and we're going to have to beat it back. We're going to have no choice.
Well, find out who paid for that advertisement. Obviously, we can all just assume it was George Soros, but I'm sure that we'll get to the bottom of that. Maybe the New York Times will release that. Maybe not. They've already been exposed by Project Veritas. But
what I did learn in my trip to Washington is that the military, the police, the security services, they're taking this threat very carefully. So Antifa may be biting off more than they can chew. Make no mistake about it, the rank and file law enforcement officers in this country, men and women who are patriots, they will rise to the occasion if there's an illegitimate attempt to seize power on November 4th.
You know, speaking of political ads, right before we get to this break here, remember the political ad that came out maybe like 72 hours ago now, where it was a Democrat paid for ad depicting the white male as the terrorist trying to run down the kids in the streets in his truck. You remember that? less than 48 hours after that Democrat paid for ad depicting the white male as a terrorist airs, a Muslim terrorist actually rents a truck and murders 8 people in New York City. Do you think the Democrats will retract that ad? Do you think the maybe the Democrats gave the guy the idea? What about that? Anybody ever thought of that? I don't think the Democrats are going to apologize for this one, Roger.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, Ellen.
Well, we'll be right back. Again, it was Senator Chuck Schumer's legislation that led to this terrorist being in the country. We'll be right back with more from Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullies. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
say can't be done.
Well, if we're going to drain the swamp, we got to send people to Congress to remove some of the swamp creatures that occupy it. And one of those candidates is Omar Navarro. Now, Maxine Waters is who he's running against. She's completely unhinged. So Omar Navarro called for her arrest. Here's a clip of that video.
Queen Maxine thinks she can say whatever she wants. She thinks she can get away with whatever she wants. But I say this, the Secret Service needs to arrest Maxine Waters. I'm calling for her arrest. They need to go after her. Because this, what happened was wrong. And we need to start taking action. We need to start doing something. She thinks she's above the law. She's not above the law.
So there's Omar Navarro calling for Maxine Waters' arrest after she said she would take out President Trump. This was part of a mentally ill diatribe that she gave the other day. We're now joined by Omar Navarro. Omar, you've come a long way since I first started talking to you on the air. You've got a lot more national attention, featured on other national shows. But now you've called for Maxine Waters' arrest. I mean, do you think this is a woman who consciously knows how unhinged she is?
No, Maxine Waters thinks that she's sane and competent, but everybody knows in the world that, you know, she's just talking and talking and talking. And, you know, she's not doing anything for her district. She's not doing anything for her district. And, you know, she's just talking a lot, and she's not really doing anything for the 43rd Congressional District. She's staying above the law. She thinks that she could threaten the president and she can get away with it. And that's a big problem in our country.
Well, you've been talking about this for a while, and this is not new news, but I think day by day, as Maxine Waters continues to show how more and more she's unhinged, you just keep beating the same path that, hey, she's been this way. She's never cared about her district. There's nothing new here. Let's get her out of office. And I know that you've also been having some fun with this. There's apparently a video of you taking her wig off. Am I hearing this correctly?
Yeah, we did a video not too long ago at the Trump National Golf Course. We had a great event. We had Sheriff Joe Arpaio there. We had Joy Villa there. Anna Kate was there. We had Danny Ann. It was a great event. We had a lot of great speakers, but we had a little spinoff. We had a little great thanks performance that we hid from everybody, and we showed everybody this performance, and we had Joy Villa's brother, of course. He's the one that impersonated Maxine Waters in the video. Basically, the representation was that Antifa's there and all these other people that are trying to censor free speech along with Maxine Waters. And we got that out there. It was like a send a message that we have to save free speech. And the symbolism behind the whole thing is basically saving free speech and making sure that we're respecting it in our country. Because we live in a time right now where they're not respecting free speech. So we have to bring that back. And I'm glad to be a part of that.
While we're showing the video now, I didn't realize that you guys had had done that entire little play there. So Joy Villa is playing free speech. Maxine Waters comes in and tramples on free speech. And there's Omar taking off the wig. Yeah. And then Maxine Waters' wig is raised up high as a symbol of victory, removing the wig off of the swamp rat. See, this is what the left can't do. The left doesn't have any creativity like this.
Well, there's a lack of creativity from the left. I mean, and part of it, too, also. You know, I got a lot of people telling me, like, Omar, you're nuts. You're going to do this. I'm like, no, I'm not crazy. Because people are tired of these politically correct candidates who can't even spice it up a little bit. Sometimes you have to think outside the box, and you got to do things outside the box in order to have any kind of success. I mean, this message is great. I mean, people are so tired of seeing the left trying to be so politically correct on every angle. I mean, and there's also the right. You have both sides. But we have to make sure that we're respecting free speech, and the symbolism behind it was beautiful. I mean, it's masterful to have Maxine Waters' wig back. You know, the James Brown Foundation definitely wants a wig back after this election.
Yeah, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is missing James Brown wig. What is going on here? I mean, come on. No, but actually, you know what? I think that what you're doing here is actually brilliant, because the mainstream media doesn't want to give you the time of day, other than, you know, very staunch conservative people on the television news. I am hearing you. You are getting mentioned a lot more on the radio. Good for you there. But I think that the stunts like this are actually what's going to force the mainstream media to cover you. You calling for Maxine Waters' arrest after she says she's going to take Trump out. I think the new one is You should challenge Maxine Waters to prove she's not wearing a wig. Let's make a huge deal out of the wig.
Yeah, the question is, we don't know if that's a wig. Now that's the question everybody
should
ask.
Oh, we know. We don't know. You speak for yourself.
That's the question. I don't know.
I know that's a wig. All right. That's a wig.
Remember they used to say that about Trump wearing a wig, and then someone on TV actually pulled his hair and actually proved that it was actually
Jimmy Kimmel.
I extend this challenge to Maxine Waters.
It was Jimmy Fallon?
So Maxine's got to ask people to pull the wig, and we'll see if it really is real or not. We got to find out if it's real.
Well, you've challenged her to a debate. She's still not accepted that challenge, I assume.
Yeah, well, she's turned down every single debate that we've sent at her. Not only has she turned down every single debate, she hasn't commented on anything that we've done. You know, Maxine Waters is scared. We all know that. You know, Maxine Waters is standing down. You know, she's so busy shopping in Beverly Hills, busy going to hotels in Beverly Hills, busy living in a $4.3 million mansion, living high in Hancock Park. But she's not busy in the district. I'm in the district. I was born in the district. I still live in the district. I live in the city of Torrance. You know, we have to make sure that we're representing, if we're going to represent a district, we have to live in that district. And I think that's what's happening today. We have people who don't live in their respective district. So we have to make sure that we're representing our people. We have to go out there. We have to do something. Not only that, we have to represent the state of California. You have businesses that have left the state of California. Toyota has left the state of California. They have gone to Texas. We have to reclaim business back in the state of California. We have to bring back stability in the state of California. Democrats have destroyed the state of California. We have to bring back opportunity and prosperity back into the state. This cheap labor that they want in the state, you know why they support illegal immigration? They support illegal immigration. They support sanctuary cities because they want cheap labor. They want slavery. They want to be able to control a narrative. They want to be reelected. This is why they stay in office, because they have people that are in there that they're using for their own personal gain. I'm for the people. I'm for legal immigrants. I'm for the immigrants that immigrated to this country that fought hard to come into the country. I'm for those people. We have to fight for them. If we're not going to do that, then we're just sitting down being lazy. I'm fighting for them, and I'm going to continue to fight for them. Like, we just had a 5-4 demon that was indoctrinating our kids in the Long Beach Library, and that was wrong.
Yeah, and you're definitely not lazy. Folks can follow Omar Navarro on Twitter just to see how active he actually is, boots on the ground. But, you know, it's one thing to have representatives that actually live in the district that they're representing. That is one thing. But it's a whole nother thing with Maxine Waters. I mean, she doesn't even live in reality. I mean, you want to talk about living in a district. This woman doesn't even live in reality. But I think for you, we're about to go to break here, Omar, and we're going to have you back here another segment. I like the angle because they don't want to put Omar Navarro's name out there. They don't even want people to know your name. They don't even want to think Maxine Waters has another candidate. But I think you continue to, you know what you might need to do? You've already challenged Maxine Waters to a debate. She's a no-show. Maybe if you challenge Maxine Waters' wig to a debate, maybe then you could actually get some attention.
Well, you know, I think that's a great idea, Owen. I don't think it's a bad idea. We maybe should have the wig on one side, but maybe we should do it somewhere where it's big. Let's do it in Berkeley or something like that. This is where the battle started. This is where the left has censored free speech. Let's take this battle to Berkeley. So I challenge the college Republicans in Berkeley to host a debate, Omar Navarro versus Maxine Waters wig.
See, this is how we start to ruffle feathers. This is how we start to get the gears moving. I like that idea. Bring it to Berkeley, where there's all this, you know, hubbubaloo over free speech already. There's supposed to be the bastion of free speech. Let's get Maxine Waters, or if Maxine doesn't want to attend, let's get Maxine Waters' wig on a podium with Omar Navarro for a debate. College Republicans at UC Berkeley, you've just been challenged. We'll be right back with another segment with Omar Navarro. Don't go anywhere.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us. symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like Rainforest 50% off, ProPure water filters 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What a moving evening this is. I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
What does that mean as Maxine Waters adjusts her wig? There's Maxine Waters saying she's going to take Trump out tonight. Oh, it's so funny, Maxine. You're so funny. Ho, ho. Openly talking about assassinating the president. Oh, Maxine Waters is so funny. And then she has to readjust her wig. Folks, we've just come out with the poll at warroom.show. We've just come out with the poll. This is a new poll. Follow us at War Room Show on Twitter. What has a higher IQ? Maxine Waters or Maxine Waters wig? Now, this is a groundbreaking question that's being posed to you at War Room Show on Twitter. And from my experience in polls, folks, this is going to be a groundswell win for Maxine Waters' wig. So the people believe that Maxine Waters' wig has a higher IQ than Maxine Waters. These are just early indications of polling. Unlike every other poll that told you Hillary Clinton was going to win, we actually go with real polls, not rigged polls. Maxine Waters' wig, a higher IQ than Maxine Waters. That's why we think Omar Navarro might want to challenge Maxine Waters' wig to debate instead of Maxine Waters, because it might have a higher IQ. But Omar, no, quite honestly, it's really absurd, the rhetoric that they're getting away with. And if you had come out, and let's say you were giving a speech when Obama was still president, and you said, I'm going to take Obama out. We're going to take Obama out. They would be coming after you like crazy.
Look, if I did something, I would be in jail. And, you know, at the end of the day, there are no exceptions to the truth. Maxine Waters did threaten our president. And at the end of the day, Secret Service should go and arrest Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters is part of the crime family that is on the left, that they think they're an exception of the law. They think that they can walk away with anything, like her grandson, who had a felony, who got dropped down to a misdemeanor. I mean, these are the things that are happening in Congress right now. So if you have someone in the higher ups in the deep state that you commit a crime, you get let go, and everybody else has got to pay for it. Looking like my friend Joe Arpaio. I mean, they chased him down for 8 years, 8 years. And, you know, that's what's been happening. I mean, this is what the left is doing. They want to go after the right, because the right is going after a lot of the threats that the left are doing. Like I'll give you an example. Like I said earlier, in Long Beach, you had a five-horned demon that was teaching kids. And, you know, I wouldn't be okay with that. I'm Christian, you know. And I think that demonic forces are starting to incorporate themselves into our school system. And that is a very scary thing. If I had a child, I would not be okay with it. And that's why I'm speaking against it. And that's why I'm getting my voice out there. They want to assassinate our president, not just his character, but they want to assassinate the person. And that is what is wrong. And that's what is wrong right now in our country. You have the left that has divided us, and they are not uniting. They are dividing. And the right is bringing back unity. We have to bring back unity, but the left is not doing that.
Well, it's insane to me that, and you know, they know that. That's why Maxine Waters is up there laughing, because she knows that she can't impeach Trump. She knows that she has no grounds for impeachment. She knows she's just a dingbat up there flapping her big bass mouth lips. So she knows she can't. So she's just, oh, it's all fun and games. She's laughing. But you know what's not funny to me, Omar? You know what's not fun and games to me? The fact that Maxine Waters has a PAC, Citizens for Waters, that gives $10,000 to Hamilton, a play that is clearly anti-Trump. This is what they do. They collude together and they funnel their money all towards anti-Trump. Nothing goes back to the people in California, though.
No, well, like I said earlier, you know, Maxine Waters is so busy shopping in Beverly Hills that she's not in tune with what's going on in the 43rd Congressional District. When I drive around and I see homeless families living in the street, that concerns me. When I see a gangbanger living across the street from a family, that concerns me. When I see drug dealers living across the street from families, that concerns me. When I see this district falling apart and businesses leaving and leaving kids who graduate from college who become unemployed, that concerns me. It does not concern Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters has done nothing for the black community. She has done nothing for the Hispanic community. She's done nothing for the white community. She has put every community last, and I'm there to put them first, because it's time for us to reclaim the 43rd Congressional District, reclaim the state of California, reclaim our country, and get rid of people who are corrupt, like Maxine Waters' crime family. We have to make sure that they are out and that the truth is in. God will prevail at the end of the day. Maxine Waters is only a man, and a man who will lose in 2018. She will lose hands down. I will make sure she does. With the support of people in my campaign, they can join me at omarnavarro.com. They can join my cause. Because at the end of the day, my campaign runs on the people. So I need the people to keep supporting what I'm doing. If you want to take a jab at Maxine Waters, if you want to be a part of Maxine Waters' retirement fund, donate to my campaign. Donate 1776. Get out there. Get involved. Help out. Because without your help, I can't do this. With your help, I can beat Maxine Waters. Let's show Washington. Let's show the elitists. Let's show the deep state that we can win once more, that we can get above it. We won with Trump. We can do it again, and we're going to do it again in 2018.
Omar, what is going on in California right now? You've got California wants to consider themselves a sanctuary state, which protects non-citizens. Meanwhile, they have a illegal immigrant, a non-citizen that just got arrested, suspect for arson that caused fires in California, the death of at least 40 people, deported two times, and they want to stand with him. Meanwhile, you can spread HIV knowingly and get a slap on the wrist, no big deal. But if you use the wrong pronoun, you could be subject to jail time. What is going on out there in California?
Well, I'll tell you what's going on. You have Democrats that have stolen the state for ransom. They're supporting sanctuary city. They're violating federal law, first of all. I don't support sanctuary cities because sanctuary cities are racist towards legal immigrants. They don't have the interest of legal immigrants. Legal immigrants actually vote, that can vote, and are supposed to vote, because we do have illegal voters in the state of California. You know, we have that problem, but we have a monumental task that we have to identify that we do have a problem here in the state. But we're going to make sure that this election is fair and clean. We're going to have a lot of people that are going to be involved, and they're going to be helping out, and we're going to make sure that we're not going to have some highway robbery going on here. These people all over the country are invested. I have 49 states that have donated to the campaign. People in the district, 54% of it, Hispanic Latinos, are tired of Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
They're not, and
honestly, that's the big thing about this, too, is that everybody wants Maxine Waters out. I mean, you know, it's like this is a nationwide movement to get rid of this crazed lunatic dingbat in her wig, Maxine Waters, and you're the one that's hopefully going to take her down. That's why we're all pulling for you. That's why you're getting the funding from all these states. But you mentioned election integrity. I mean, how concerned are you about the integrity of this election? How concerned are you that they're going to try to get non-citizens voting for Waters again?
I'm as concerned about election integrity as our president was. I mean, here in California, we have a lot of illegal voters. There was a case where someone got 128 ballots in one address in Los Angeles. I mean, can you believe that, getting 128 ballots to one address? That person just moved into that apartment.
Yeah, but where's the checks and balances?
That shows a concern there. And also, my friend Chanel Temple, she's a big supporter of mine. She's been going out there. She's been speaking against Maxine Waters for years. And, you know, she's been a big advocate of my campaign. She's Black Americans for Omar Navarro. She's going out there. She's speaking against Maxine every step of the way. She shows up. But, you know, we have to have people that are going out there just like Chanel. I'm very happy to have her support. And she's been a very vocal voice. She's been on, you know, InfoWars before. You guys have covered her. But, you know, I'm very proud to show that people are waking up here in the 43rd Congressional District. People in Inglewood, people in Hawthorne, people in Torrance, people in Gardena, people in Lameda, people all over the 43rd are awakened. And I'm telling you this, when they go to my events and the left labels me a white supremacist, a racist, a bigot, all these things they call me, and then I say, hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Omar Navarro. There is no call right there, because I automatically out them. I answer to them, and I go after them, and I say, hey, no, I'm not racist. I'm an American. I'm proud to be an American. I'm going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for my constituents in the district.
That's right, Omar. You got to keep fighting. You got to keep scratching. You got to keep clawing. We got to drain the swamp of that swamp rat and the swamp rat she wears on her bald head, Maxine Waters. Omar Navarro at PressGOP on Twitter. Follow him.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is a loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/... The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
To believe that Thanksgiving has already come and passed here in the year 2017. Welcome to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. It is Friday after Thanksgiving, and again, we are rebroadcasting the War Room here today. We hope you enjoyed our Thanksgiving rebroadcast talking about the Vegas shooting. We've got a different set of segments scheduled for you today. We're going to be hearing from Roger Stone. We're going to be hearing from Darren McBreen talking about the controlled media, which has really been exposed as of late, not only the bias from the liberal press dating back decades now, but also just the blatant lies that they have tried to sell the public that, well, it's not really working anymore. The public is not really buying it. Also, we're going to be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. The 2018 Make Congress Great Again is going to be very important for the Trump movement and to make sure we get a Congress in that's going to vote with President Trump's agenda. So we'll be hearing from Dr. Shiva Iyaduray, Austin Peterson, and others that are running for Congress in 2018 as we are trying to shed light on real candidates that will get behind the Trump movement, the Trump agenda to make America great again. And a new segment that has kind of organically cropped up here on the War Room, laughing at liberals. That's right. When they show up at a protest in a chicken costume or a unicorn costume or post some of their nonsense on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, what have you, we are there to break it down, meme it, and laugh at it. So that will be featured in today's rebroadcast as well. But now that Thanksgiving is past, I'm sure that people are already thinking about Christmas, perhaps already putting up trees,
decorations and everything. That is, if you have woken from your Thanksgiving stupor. But if you are shopping for Christmas, we do ask you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have great specials going right now for Black Friday and Cyber Monday that will be coming up. You will see 50% off things, store-wide free shipping, and you will find something surely that you will like or someone in your family will like for Christmas. So please support us when you are doing your Christmas shopping. You've seen a lot happen here at InfoWars over the course of the last year. Not only have you seen a drastic change in just the culture and the political culture, but right here at InfoWars, you've seen us go from the Alex Jones Show being 4 hours a day to now being 10 hours a day of live broadcasting that is concluded right here with the War Room Show every day, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. But when I got here, it was just the 4 hours of the Alex Jones Show. But now, thanks to you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, sharing our videos, sharing our links, telling your friends and family about what we do here, we are able to go to the next level. And I would imagine that Alex has a little Christmas gift of his own that he would like to unwrap, which is a new studio that is bigger, brighter, and better than any studio we have here now, if you can believe that. So I'm sure Alex is excited to get that launched. And again, that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So today on the rebroadcast, you'll be laughing at liberals. You'll be hearing from some candidates that are running for Congress in 2018. We will be hearing from Roger Stone. We will be hearing from Darren McBreen. And as usual, exposing the lies from the mainstream media, the liberal media, and the politicians. Remember, the louder they scream, the dirtier they are. This is the War Room.
I'm driving home here, about to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action, but also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. You will recognize my next guest, Candace Owens. You can find her on Twitter at Red Pill Black, on YouTube at Red Pill Black, and on Facebook. Oh, wait, no, you can't find her on Facebook. She has been banned. I'm not surprised they banned you from Facebook, Candace, especially after the debate you had with Blair White and your feelings upon those issues. But you're gone. You're off of Facebook. You don't exist. You've been shut down. So I declare as a white person, I'm going to speak for black people that Facebook is racist against black people. Now, I'm making that declaration right here, right now.
It is. It is racist, actually, which is so funny because all I did was defend white people against segregation, which apparently, look, my life has gotten extremely controversial since I came out publicly with the fact that I like white people. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
Well, that's like the biggest crime nowadays. Don't you know? Now you're a Nazi sympathizer.
I was like, hey, I kind of like white people. They're not that bad. And all of a sudden, I'm shadow banned on Twitter. Facebook suspended my account. I can't like anything or see anything. And it was literally because New York Times ran a really crappy article entitled, "Can My Children Be Friends with White People?" And I called them out, you know, kind of satirically, and said, no, they shouldn't be friends with white people. What are we advocating for? Segregation, essentially? and me criticizing them advocating for segregation was the bigger crime, apparently.
Yeah, you had that. Then you had this new thing about meet a black person. We're going to help white people meet black people now. I thought, you know, you could do that just, you know, in school or, you know, an everyday walk of life. I didn't know we needed to. But regardless, let's
we're
get
right
back,
back
to you.
At Jim Crow. We're right back at Jim back. Crow.
Well, only if you're on Facebook, though. No. Only if you're on Facebook. If you have to be victimized by the Jim Crow laws on Facebook now. But it says that you didn't follow the community standards. What exactly are they saying? Is it just you're basically a racist?
Yeah, they said the exact words were saying that they do not let people on their platform that advocate for, you know, against people's race, gender, or sex. And quite literally, I was making fun of an article that was making fun of white people, essentially. And it was wrong. They shouldn't have allowed the article to float. New York Times shouldn't have published it. And I took a satirical stab at what they were advocating. But Facebook, I guess, takes the side of the New York Times. New York Times can talk about segregation. Just imagine if Ann Coulter wrote an article entitled, "Can My Children Be Friends with Black People?"
To be lynched.
Yeah, they would more than call for her to be lynched. She would have to double up on the security that she already needs just for being a conservative woman. No white person in the entire world could run something called "Can My Children Be Friends with Black People" without being labeled a racist or a sexist, but they can openly print that on the New York Times, and it's absolute horse crap.
I would suspect that when you posted your post responding to the New York Times, that you probably had people death threatening you in your responses, but my guess is they're not banned from Facebook.
No. Nobody ever gets banned for Facebook unless you support white people. If you like white people in this country, I mean, the year is 2017, you should know that that is a no-no. And the thing that's so funny is in this article, what I always speak out against is this idea of self-imposed segregation. I mean, there are literally dormitories where black people are choosing safe spaces, so they have all black dorms. And that's literally everything that is opposite of what Martin Luther King and Malcolm X died for. People are imposing segregation on themselves, and of course, the media is perpetuating it. So it's absolute nonsense. And when I see something like that, I call out for what it is. And that's not allowed, apparently. So.
Well, I mean, it must be brutal for you to be banned from Facebook, but it's not permanent though, right? They're going to let you back on there, you bigot.
Yeah, they told me it was just going to be a day, but I'm still not able to get into my account, which is not too surprising. And, you know, it was kind of like last night, we were like Saudi Arabia, like people, all of the, except for us, it was negative, and all of the conservatives got arrested last night. You know what I mean? I don't know what happened, but we had people's check marks being pulled away. I was kicked off of Facebook. I mean, I don't know if they had that meeting and they rang the bell and they were like, go get them.
This is actually ridiculous because... No, but it's all proven in the fact that they banned you, because what you basically did was you took the New York Times article and then sarcastically, as kind of a parody, you took it one step further in your post. Like, yeah, no, don't be friends with white people. White people are the devil. Like, how dare you? But that's essentially what the New York Times alleges, but you're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, you're not allowed to criticize them, and it's getting crazy. I mean, New York Times should not have been able to run that article whatsoever. That question is so offensive. Every person should be offensive. And we're talking about children. That's what pisses me off the most about this article. They're talking about children, and children do not see color. They do not see race. They might notice slight differences and have questions, but they don't think in that regard, can I play with this person because their skin is brown, or can I play with this person because their skin is white? And yet, the New York Times feels that in 2017, the article, obviously, they're tracing it back to Trump. Everything is Trump's fault. Whether or not your children play with black or white kids is now Trump's fault. It was a totally crappy piece. And if people want to talk about self-imposed segregation, I'm going to make fun of them for it, you know, and that's exactly what I did. And now I'm on timeout.
That's right. You're in timeout. You're in Facebook timeout. You're in the Facebook penalty box. They said 24 hours, but it looks like they'll probably maybe keep you in there, maybe 48, 72.
Yeah, and they gave me a warning. This is like the third time they've given me a warning. So I guess it was three strikes, and then you get banned for 48 hours.
Have you learned your lesson, though? It doesn't sound like you've learned your lesson.
Okay, admittedly, I haven't learned my lesson. That's because I'm so confused. Each and every time I get banned or I get in trouble with Facebook, it's because I'm advocating on behalf of something that's not right that's happening to white people. The other time it was my video where I actually just read out loud Black Lives Matter's list of demands for white people. I didn't curse. I didn't call the girl a moron, which she absolutely was. And they gave me a strike on Facebook because I said that this list was ridiculous and it was embarrassing to the Black community to ask for handouts like that. That's not okay.
So you're a multiple time offender.
Yeah.
Well, actually my crew just enlightened me. I didn't realize this, but I knew we got banned from this show, got banned on Facebook from doing live streams. And then I think it was because I used a certain word that starts with T perhaps. Then they didn't reinstate us and the crew had to actually request Facebook reinstate us and stop banning us from live streaming because apparently they forgot.
I actually don't know what their system is. Yeah, I don't know what their system is. I don't know if you know it or who, if it's humans looking at it or if it's computers. I'm assuming it's a bunch of liberal trolls who do this full time and they find out who they hate. Obviously, if you're a liberal, you hate the entire InfoWars community. Obviously, if you're a liberal, you hate Candace Owens. And I think that they go onto our wall and they hit report and they pretend they're super offensive. But what's really annoying about that is that people can advocate for Donald Trump to be shot in the head on Facebook, and those posts do not get removed. I have seen countless posts. You have Snoop Dogg who's advocating for him to be in a casket, and I'm pretty sure his accounts are all still active across social media. So this is just a conservative crackdown that we're seeing all the time. And that's why I'm so happy that people like Prager, you have stepped up to the plate and are suing Google and are suing YouTube. And I hope Facebook gets sued too, because they're not even hiding anymore. They don't even care. You know, it's this.
Yeah. Project Veritas caught him on video saying they censor us. Roger Stone is suing Twitter, but just to prove what Candace Owens is saying is true. This is from Meme Alert and they do great work over there and they have gone ahead and found. Well, they say Twitter is unverifying any verified accounts that show any hints of racism or bigotry because it doesn't meet community standards. But then they went and they found some people with the verified check that said, white people don't have any rights. Good morning, y'all. Please remember as you go about your day that we're in this mess because of white people. Another one, the whites are so canceled in my world. All white people are racist. It just goes on and on. White people can die. You know, Affinity Magazine, Olsen twins age like America bananas because they're white.
America is an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bully. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said that there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high-quality, storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private labeled by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years, 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so
welcome back to the War Room. My guest is Candace Owens, and she has been banned from Facebook because she's a conservative. And of course, that means you're obviously a racist. No doubt. You're a conservative. You're definitely a racist. So she was banned from Facebook, but she is still on Twitter and YouTube. You can find her at Red Pill Black. Candace, I was posing this question to the audience, specifically women. In fact, we're going to take some more calls from our female audience members on the other side.
Cool.
I am somebody who has never been sheltered. I've never been a hermit. I've always been someone who's active, out and about all the time, out in society, out in the culture, you know, trying to experience everything. That's always how I've lived my life. And I've never really seen sexual harassment. I've never really seen it as an issue. I've never really been around it. It's never really been anything that is, you know, a constant thing. I've seen one thing in my life, or maybe two, where perhaps there was some sexual harassment, but it really turned out to just be regrets in the end, if you will. And so as I'm seeing all of these accusations and allegations and all of these meetings now being held at all these companies and NPR, and we have to address sexual harassment and toxic masculinity, and I pose the audience to the question to the female audience, and I'll pose it to you, and then we'll take some more calls. Have I been missing something? Am I missing something? Are women really this taken advantage of and this victimized by toxic masculinity? Is sexual assault really something that women have to endure and remain silent on? Are they really bullied out of this? Am I missing something? Or is this really just totally being blown out of proportion, and it's really just one small fragment of our society that has this in their culture, and they're just trying to project it on the rest of us for their political agenda? Or have I been missing something? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. You've been missing something. You missed the day that the definition of sexual assault changed. So that's what happened. Obviously, I went to college. I remember when I realized something was up is when they started saying like 2 out of every 4 girls that goes to college is sexually assaulted. And I'm thinking, if that's true, why the hell are parents sending their kids to college? Why are they sending their daughters to college? If you know that the chances are, like, bye, honey, good luck, you're going to get raped.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. I was in college, okay, and I had plenty of friends, female friends in college, and I don't remember sexual assault ever being an issue. I remember there was one time where there was some creeper that was going around breaking into females' homes and, like, staring at them. But again, that wasn't a college student, obviously. So it's like, where, if it's two in every four girl, if it's every other girl, how come none of it, it never happened to any of my friends?
Never happened to any of my girlfriends. I went to college, pleasure sorority. It never happened to any of the girls that I knew. Now, interesting, the word that you said was regret. I don't know if you know, but I did a video called Rape versus Regret. Here's the difference. I did that very early on before I kind of exploded as Red Pill Black. But you can check it out on YouTube and I talk about it. Hey, I've seen many girls have a bad night where they can't remember what happened. And I'm pretty sure the guys they were with don't remember what happened either. Welcome to being in college. Welcome to people drinking. Welcome to understanding what the effects of alcohol are. I mean, does nobody know that alcohol makes you forget things? Like, that's now suddenly like an excuse. It's like being like, I snorted cocaine and I robbed this bank, but like I snorted cocaine before it. So I feel like I shouldn't have to be responsible. There are effects to drugs. There are effects to drinking. When you do something that alters...
Pause right there. Because I want to take it one step further. Because it's not just about the effects of alcohol and drinking, but also you have to consider the media and how they have kind of pushed this culture onto college where it's all about getting drunk. It's all about partying. It's all about like being like Kim Kardashian and you know, showing yourself off and going out there and you know, being a sex symbol. So there's that angle to this too. Carry on.
And I'm going to tell you how it's going to backfire. These women that stay on a platform and say, I was sexually assaulted, you know, I got really, really drunk, but then I didn't want to have sex and I woke up and I regret it and now I'm pressing charges. They are creating a society. I think women forget that men don't just get dropped from the sky from a stork. Like, we give birth to them. They're creating a society that their sons are going to have to grow up in. So to me, for every woman that fakes a sexual assault, my wish for her, not for her son, is to have to understand the impact of that. You're going to have a son, and that's going to happen to him when he's a good kid. He goes to college, he sleeps with a girl, and now she in the morning goes, you know what, I didn't really want to do that, and she gets to report sexual assault. Women are being taught that they are raped.
Candace Owens just blew my mind, folks. I just, so obviously the answer to toxic masculinity is to just get rid of women. I mean, you guys are the ones that are making all these toxic men. I didn't make any toxic men.
Yeah.
No, it was my mother.
You're innocent.
My mother made me. I blame my mother.
Oh my gosh, you are totally right. If we want to get rid of toxic masculinity, we just need to get rid of women. But I'm horrified by the community. I'm horrified about how the definitions have changed. Even when I was in school, I learned that rape, it really was that image of having someone drop something into your drink. It's date raped and you're getting like dragged out and you can't speak. Now it literally is I can be within my right mind. I can get, you know, all yapped up, drink a bunch of shots, have, and then sleep with someone and wake up and go, yeah, no, I changed my mind. I want to read you yesterday and go to the police station, and that ruins somebody's entire life. So it's really disgusting, but I am sympathetic to the people that say they were sexually assaulted because they're being taught that. Like, you have no idea the way that we are being encouraged to think like this. So I don't hate these women. I just, I hate the people that are putting this now into the education system.
I see. Yeah. So it's kind of like another angle of the liberal indoctrination that has been built into higher education now.
Correct. It's 100% indoctrination. I my heart goes out to these women because, you know, when I was growing up, it was just like, you know, kids, hormones, drinking, some mistakes, and you learn and you edit yourself the next day. And now they're, I have actually had friends that have said, written articles like, was I sexually assaulted? Like, after they read something, they're like, wait, was I sexually assaulted? It's like they were totally fine with what transpired, and they're going back and trying to re-understand the data. And that's what I'm indoctrinating.
Yeah, and you know, that's not really a fair process to apply because, again, I don't want to sound insensitive here, but it's like if you make any other mistake when you're drunk, you know, any other mistake, you know, drinking and driving, sex, whatever it is, any mistake while you're drunk or you know, you can't go back and say, oh, I regret that. It doesn't count. If you get drunk and then drive your car, you can't show up to the judge and be like, oh, but judge, I was drunk. I regret it. No, that doesn't
exactly
make sense.
That's exactly what I said.
You are
verbatim.
Held responsible. Yeah, go ahead.
That is exactly what I said verbatim in my video, Rape versus Regret. I said, you can't undo that. You can't be like, oh, I'm sorry, judge. I was high on PCP when I shot those three people. You know, like you don't get a redo. You do dumb things when you do drugs and when you do alcohol and things that you regret. Unfortunately, you have to deal with the consequences. You know, you don't get to blame the person that gave you the drugs or blame the drug itself. This is a part of learning and it's a part of growing up. So, I'm a staunch advocate against that. And that's one of the main components. I mean, I did that video. That was my second video, I think I did. And I speak out against it all the time. And because I just have a feeling that we are creating a society that is impossible for our someday sons to thrive in.
Yeah, I mean, I went to Russia House with Alex Jones. I drank a bunch of Russian vodka, and I woke up, you know, a month later, and Trump was president, and Putin is controlling the White House. I regret getting drunk on Russian vodka at Russian House and then, you know, putting Trump in office, but there's nothing I can do about it now. I just got to own up to it, and I got to move forward. Okay, we're going to take more of your phone calls on the other side. We're taking calls from our female audience members. What are your thoughts on this sexual harassment stuff? Is it really an epidemic or just a political agenda? Don't go anywhere.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I know I don't have to remind most of you of the fact that culturally, societally, economically, spiritually, militarily, the planet's sitting on top of a giant time bomb with populations and globalism and the New World Order's manipulation of people's minds. Things are getting crazy. We're trying to fix the country and fix the planet. We've also got to have rear guard actions to be prepared. And the number one thing after getting right with God is to have high quality storable food. Well, the entire line of My Patriot Supply Foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select, is now 50% off. We've only done that one time before previously. 50% off. You cannot beat that. And we're only doing that through Cyber Monday. So it starts today on Thanksgiving and runs through next Monday. InfoWarsStore.com. You can go right there. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot. It's private label by us. Totally fresh. Last 25 years. 50% off. 50% off. Take action today.
I'm driving home here. About to take off a few days for Thanksgiving. And I just want to impart my message to the listeners and viewers of how much I appreciate you and how thankful I am. And I also just want to reemphasize the point that if you weren't there taking action, and if you weren't there spreading the word, globalism would have completely taken over not just this country, but other nations. And globalism is a completely anti-individual, anti-God, anti-family, anti-Christian cancer that is just pure power cult will to dominate and control society. And that we have come so far with God's help and have turned the tide, but the enemy's tracking back. So just please, we should all be so thankful to God and thankful to each other for taking action. But also gird ourselves and get ready for the next big fight ahead, because history is happening. So for myself and my family, God bless you all. Have a great Thanksgiving.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the War Room. Owen Schroyer here with Candace Owens, and we are Laughing at Liberals, the new American pastime. And you guys make all of it possible by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, so we are running some great specials right now. Of course, Silver Bullet is 50% off right now. That is a great deal. Stock up on Silver Bullet. Get a couple of those things, and you'll be set for a while. What is the, so under $15 right now for Silver Bullet colloidal silver. This has multiple uses. I like to use it on blisters, cuts, abrasions. If I get a sore throat, it's great as well. Silver Bullet, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce is still 50% off. That's while supplies last. And I assume now we're just going to run that special until we run out of it. Of course, if you have auto ship, that means that we will hold some back for you if we do run out. And you also get an additional 10% off. That's with all products. If you use AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. So that'd be in addition to the 50% off BrainForce and Silver Bullet, as well as Anthroplex, 50% off that as well. And again, you get the extra 10% off with AutoShip. Here's a product that I think is going to be very key, especially with winter around the corner, and that's 50% off Winter Sun Vitamin D. This is a supplement I use during the winter, especially when you wear the long sleeves out, the coats, the hats. It's cold outside, it's overcast, you don't get much of that sun, you don't get much of that good vitamin D from the sun. So we offer a solution, and that's Winter Sun Vitamin D. And just because the season is coming up, we decided to give it a discount, because that's how we roll. Instead of marking up our prices when they become seasonal, we mark them down. So take advantage of all of these specials at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. We got some stuff to cover here. We're going to continue to laugh at liberals. It's the new American pastime. We decided here. Candace, let's start with this. A year ago today, Hillary Clinton tweets out, "Donald Trump refused to say he'd respect the results of this election." That's a direct threat to our democracy. That's Hillary Clinton a year ago. Now you literally have people throwing Russian flags on the Hill. And how about this? This is the headlines on the Drudge today, a year after Clinton sends that out. Dems calling psychologists to talk about Trump mental health. CNN Don Lemon weeps on air.
That's my favorite.
Activists scream at sky on election anniversary. So let's go to Don Lemon. Don Lemonhead. This is when, if you're Jeff Zucker, and you look at Don Lemon and you think that's your future, ouch. Here's Don Lemon weeping on air.
Thank you all for joining us. Mark, as you just heard, Don. Maisha Johnson, the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, spoke out today saying President Trump made her cry. Now I want to turn now to CNN senior political analyst Mark Preston, political analyst April Ryan, and military analyst Colonel Cedric Layton. Sorry.
There he goes.
I'm sorry. Welcome, everyone. Mark. Thank you all for joining us. Mark, as you just heard, Maisha Johnson, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, spoke out today saying President Trump made her cry. She said he couldn't
really
even remember her husband's name. And then less than an hour later, he tweeted this. He said, "I had a very respectful conversation with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson and spoke his name from beginning without hesitation."
There he goes.
I don't understand.
A widow of a fallen soldier says the President of the United States made her cry, and the president responds with a tweet denying it. Why does this president always need to have the last word? Why does he act this way?
Well, Don, before we get to the core of Donald Trump, if you can put that tweet back up, what I think is very important about that tweet that Donald Trump said this morning is at the very end. He writes, "and spoke his name from beginning without hesitation!" Exclamation point, as to not
This is news. How much he meant
when
he sent that tweet about the widow.
Is that lemon still crying in the background?
Trump do this? None of us will ever truly know, but we have seen throughout the campaign.
He needs some winter
sun. We have seen now for the first 8 or 9 months in office right now, Don, that Donald Trump doesn't know how to express empathy in a way.
I really think I can hear him sniffling in the
background. Donald Trump doesn't realize that his job as leader of the free world, president of the United States, commander in chief of the armed forces, requires that you have to be the bigger man.
It's got to be tough.
Not some of the time. All of the time. That sometimes that you have to take a punch in the nose and bleed a little.
Well, you know, you look at the guys that are running the show over there at CNN. You got Jake Tapper, Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon. I mean, these guys can get a little emotional.
I would really like to meet their wives. I have been dying to. I just want to know, like, how do you deal with this emotional bubble? I mean, they're constantly crying. And it's always perfectly timed, right? Right when they're on air, a little tear comes, they scrunch up their face, and they sniffle. It's the weirdest thing. I don't understand. I feel like it's a preschool over at CNN. A little less crying at a preschool.
Hmm.
I think you could agree. Maybe it was a little less crying.
some CNN nap
time. CNN needs a nap time. I think that's what's going on. They're overworked and they're tired and they're so tired of talking about Trump that they need to take a break. And
I don't know. I get the feeling that maybe Jake Tapper canceled a lunch date right before that segment, and that's why Don Lemon is so upset. He's not going to get that lunch date. With Jake Tapper.
It is the absolute worst TV to watch. I can't understand.
Oh my God. It's the Cry News Network.
It's the crying news network. It really is. And Jimmy Kimmel deserves a slot there. Because he cries a lot. He's a very emotional man.
And he doesn't want to talk to Trump supporters.
No, he doesn't want to talk to Trump supporters, but he wants to cry. And he always holds in his cry until he does his opening monologue. And then all of a sudden, he's here.
I have something in my pants. Will you try to tell me what it is? So the Cry News Network is falling apart. Now, this might even be... this is almost too good to describe. Illegal immigrants hop border fence as MSNBC is reporting on the wall. This is incredible footage. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Pruitt, can we scale over it?
What happened? The people are crossing. Almost on cue, a group of asylum seekers, migrants not from Mexico, jumped over the existing fence to turn themselves in to border agents on horseback.
People actually crossed the border illegally?
No way! A group of three people just jumped over in the middle of the day. Girl there with a pink backpack.
He's supporting her.
This is a reality.
He's supporting her.
That's true. Wait a second.
He's now a Trump supporter, apparently. He doesn't even know it.
Breaking news. MSNBC covers illegal immigration for the first time ever.
Yeah, they do. And they reported. They reported it, so I don't understand why they have issues with what Donald Trump is doing when he literally turned and the second that he saw it, he said, oh no, if my taxes have to go up, the girl in the pink backpack, I just watched her do it. I mean, he instantly turned into an American right there, you know?
Wait a second, didn't you hear the shock in his voice? He's like, whoa, someone's hopping the border right now! Like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening! What is going on here?
Yeah, I think they think it's all fake and made up by conservatives and Donald Trump. Yes, it happens a lot, MSNBC. Welcome to the real world. Welcome to why Trump won.
And then they actually say that this person that hopped the wall wasn't even from Mexico. So this person traveled all the way up through Central America to turn themselves into border control to get asylum here in the United States. It's really crazy. All right. I don't even know. So you got Don Lemon weeping on the Cry News Network.
Of course.
You got Hillary Clinton a year after her tweet on not respecting the results of the election, still crying about the election. You got Democrats calling psychologists to talk about Trump's mental health. Let's hold that over. But how about this one? Maybe we'll get into this on the other side. Maybe don't dress your kids up as Moana this Halloween. I don't even know who this is. Apparently it's a Disney character. But wouldn't you say that if it's racially insensitive to dress up as Moana for Halloween, that it would be racially insensitive to even produce this movie?
I'm assuming it might be racially insensitive to dress up as Cinderella or any of the white characters that are on Disney as well. So I think as a rule,
I was thinking about being Cinderella this year.
Right. Now you can't be it because it's racially insensitive. There's nothing more ridiculous than that. Kids don't even think about that. You know what I mean? And they're infiltrating their minds with this absolute BS saying, oh, you have to think this way. Just so you know, I know you really like Pocahontas, but that's cultural appropriation, 5-year-olds. It's just ridiculous.
I was in college. Let's see, about five, six years ago. I can't even think of the years right now. But even then, like, going to Halloween parties, nobody thought about this.
Nobody thinks about that crap.
Nobody thought about what cultural appropriation or racially insensitive costumes might be.
Liberals have taken the fun out of absolutely everything.
They don't know how to have fun.
They have no idea how to have fun. And when they see fun being had.
We're going to have more fun on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
I point out a lot to our listeners and viewers that without you funding our operation by purchasing products, InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. We don't have corporate sponsors. We don't have globalist funding. We're funded by patriots like you. And we also, of course, provide high-quality products to make it easy to support yourself and to support us symbiotically as we try to retake this country and the planet and heal the population that's been under globalist engineering. That said, we're running biggest specials ever, every single year during Black Friday. And this year is even better than last year. We've got free shipping store-wide on everything. And we've got huge sales like BrainForce 50% off, ProPure Water Filter 25% off. We've got 50% off on select high-quality storable foods. That's unprecedented. We've got Super Male Vitality 50% off and so much more. So check it out today.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here we are in the War Room. I'm Owen Schroyer. I'm with Candace Owens. I've got a stack of news here I mean, just, well, I got stacks on stacks on stacks, but Harvey Weinstein gate is completely collapsing. And I went on a bit of a rant yesterday. I think my head almost exploded when I was talking about how they're going to be targeting toxic masculinity. So know this. When Hollywood chumps like Matt Damon and George Clooney are talking about knowing about Harvey Weinstein being a scumbag, these are not people that have toxic masculinity. These are people that have totally cucked to Hollywood. Here's Matt Damon and George Clooney admitting they knew about Weinstein.
He bought Good Will Hunting and we shot it in 97. And I did five movies in quick succession. He signed me up for a three-picture deal and I didn't work with him again after that, but I was there kind of at the, that was the height of his power. And and what you knew back then was, I mean, you had to spend about 5 minutes with him to know that he was a bully, he was intimidating. That was his legend. That was his whole kind of MO. Like you know, could you survive a meeting with Harvey? Could you survive, could you stand up for yourself with Harvey? And the people who worked for him were like, you know, I'm coming here to make good movies. Miramax was the place, really the place that was making great stuff in the 90s. So when people say like, everybody knew, like, yeah, I knew it was, you know, I mean,
so what does that mean?
He was proud of that. You know what I mean?
That's Matt Damon.
How he carried himself. And I knew he was a womanizer. You know, I wouldn't want to be married to the guy, but like, I'm not, you know, it's not my business really, but this level of criminal sexual predation is not something that I ever thought was going on. Absolutely not. I knew the story about Gwyneth from Ben because he was with her after Brad. And so I knew that story, but I was working with Gwyneth with Harvey.
What? Does he know?
We were at Princeton together. I never talked to Gwyneth about it. Ben told me, but I knew that they had come to whatever agreement or understanding that they had come to. She had handled it, and she was, you know, the first lady of Miramax.
Understanding. What do you think that is?
Respectfully.
You make my movies, you make millions of dollars, you become rich and famous, and watch me in the shower. Okay.
Affairs with. I didn't necessarily believe them, quite honestly, because to believe them would be to believe kind of the worst of some actresses who were friends of mine.
Give me a break.
And I didn't really think that they were going to have affairs with Harvey, quite honestly, and clearly they didn't. But the idea that this predator, this assaulter, was out there silencing women like that, it's beyond infuriating. And the fact that the story is coming out now, and the more it comes out, I want to know all of it.
Quentin Tarantino, big director, obviously has come forward and said,
people have been joking about
we've never
this,
seen it. So there's nothing that you've heard it, like you said, you never saw anything that...
He didn't do it out in the open. If there was ever an event or something that I was at in public with Harvey, and he was doing this kind of thing,
We have reports of him masturbating in clubs.
It's
in public.
It was at the Golden Globes or something like that, and I somehow missed it, then I'm sorry.
How do we change? When
I somehow missed it.
He's sorry, though.
If I somehow missed it, I'm sorry.
And then we have to make it safe for people to feel that they can talk about this, and in doing that, I think that'll scare away that kind of behavior. But more than anything, you're going to have a warning shot over the bow of anyone who would act like that, that you will be outed and you'll be out of the business, and more than that, you might be prosecuted.
Or
I talked with my wife about this,
which is what Harvey
said,
did.
She could find,
and everyone
in
that
her line
with
of work,
yeah,
which is
that went along
rights
with
law.
Yeah.
You know, there have been plenty of instances where some guy has tried, you know, to make
ABC
their move.
News
in some guy in power has tried to make their move. Many, if not most, women have at some point in their life faced this kind of behavior. I think that's a little bit of a surprise to some of us, that it's this
quite
big,
a statement to
that
make
it's
this,
right?
this prevalent.
Or,
and
is
maybe
that
that's
that you're
something
guilty
else that's
too,
good
Clooney?
That comes out of this, is that we're...
You've had plenty of wives and girlfriends, or I guess he's had one wife and multiple girlfriends.
And again, we're going to make it harder for it to happen.
Well, I'd like to commend them on that acting. That was really good acting by Matt Damon and George Clooney right there.
You think it's Oscar-worthy?
I know, I didn't know, I knew, but I didn't know. It's amazing watching Holly.
I'm sorry if I knew and didn't do anything.
I mean, like, maybe I was there, but like, you know, I didn't know, so.
Yeah, we all knew this was going on,
but we didn't know.
You made it in Hollywood, but I didn't know.
But I didn't know, no.
We're gonna do something about this.
Yeah, so.
I'm Matt Damon.
That was definitely Oscar-worthy. So, this is great because we get to actually watch Hollywood do PR on themselves, and they're all, on themselves, and they're all actors and actresses, so it's really rich watching this.
You know, it was Robert De Niro who said that Trump was a punk and he wanted to punch him in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
No comment from De Niro on Weinstein, though.
George Clooney pretty much led the Hillary Clinton campaign in terms of celebrity A-listers throwing tons of money at them. You know,
well, George Clooney, hold on. George Clooney said he wanted to get big money out of politics, so then he held a 25,000 seat per seat dinner fundraiser for Hillary.
Leftists are so attainable. You know?
Shocking. But let's look at some of these news stories here. Yesterday, you had 38 women accuse filmmaker James Toback of sexual harassment. 200 more have now reached out to share their stories. Candace, what do you think about this? Do you think that I'm on the brink? I don't want to feel insensitive about this, but, you know, I think it does deserve a fair amount of criticism to say, if this was part of the culture and you were all accepting it, how much sympathy can you really expect from the people?
Zero. And you don't have to you don't have to be soft about this. Zero. Do you want me to feel bad for all of these women sharing Me Too stories? The same women that were laughing out loud at Ivanka Trump, calling her complicit for supporting her father. Meanwhile, they were all supporting and burying the Harvey Weinstein story.
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to feel bad? Me Too is what, a pat on the back to yourselves? They're literally just doing PR. This is like emergency PR in Hollywood. We spent an entire 2 years pretty much bashing Trump every which way we could on the carpets. Where is Stephen Colbert's like singing-songy skit on this? Is that the next Emmys? He's going to sing and dance and tap dance and do a Harvey Weinstein thing? No, he's not going to do that.
I doubt it. It'll probably
because they're hypocrites.
Trump.
They're all hypocrites. It's going to be about Trump.
It's just insane to see all of this happening while they still want to try to, again, you know, pose this against Trump,
yep,
pretend like they care about women's rights. I mean, the Me Too, the hashtag Me Too campaign. This is so infuriating for me. Elizabeth Warren, Claire McCaskill, Ashley Judd.
Yep.
These are the same women that self-righteously and proudly declared themselves nasty women.
But do you want to know something? And as somebody tweeted this at me, and I can't recall who the person was, but they said to me, maybe this is what the entire wave of radical feminism was about. People suppressing their own rapes in Hollywood. And they got on a platform and they had no way to get it out. And now they were blaming, essentially projecting when Trump came out with a tape that he said something. Because
so
they were
all
living
Trump
it.
So much.
Because
and they've been burying that so deep that that's kind of their way of like
they're projecting. Radical feminists have been projecting for a very long time in Hollywood, wearing these pussy hats like absolute clowns, you know? And the stories are out and they've been caught red-handed. They can no longer bash Trump anymore. That's gotta just end at this point.
Ashley Judd is just a complete joke.
She is an absolute joke.
She's a nasty woman. Exclusive. Terry Richardson banned from working with Vogue and other leading mags. Leaked email shows, so now sexual
that's
allegations.
Been out. Everyone has known about Terry Richardson forever. He's another one that's been covered by the industry because he took good photos. They don't care. He takes nice photos, so we're going to just keep working with him all the time.
Oh, and check the records. This is the same guy that hangs out with Lady Gaga, hangs out with Barack Obama.
Yeah, they love him. They absolutely love him because he takes cool photos. And taking cool photos means more than all of the girls. So many girls have come up and tried to speak out against Terry Richardson. That was a long story that's been buried for a very long time. Very, very,
so
very long time.
So you knew about it? I never even heard of this.
Oh, I heard about that. He's a photographer. I heard about that a long time ago. And people have constantly tried to bury it. This is what Hollywood does best. These are the people that stood up and cheered for Roman Polanski, and they voted for him to come, be allowed to come back into the country.
It kind of looks like
a campaign for that.
It kind of looks like John Podesta's cousin, doesn't he?
Confirm that he raped the girl, everything, you know, and they were begging for him to come back into this country. So this has gone on forever in Hollywood, and now, unfortunately, they have to eat crow, and it's laugh out loud funny to watch the good acting by George Clooney with his legs crossed, and that's going to sway me to think, oh, Hollywood just like, you know, they made a mistake. It's a big uh-oh. No, you're disgusting, and your time is over.
Now, see, these are the type of stories where I think you understand how the bullying really works, where you've got this girl, this is the stories you don't even want to report on. New Harvey Weinstein accuser sobs as she claims the movie mogul I can't even say this, but raped her in the most disgusting way. I won't even get into the details, but you know, you hear a story like this, and to me, Mimi Halei, I don't know who this girl is. To me, this is an example, and there's probably more examples of, you know, C-list, D-list people who just kind of get victimized, and then the entire industry bullies them into silence.
Right.
And then now she feels like, okay, well, I can talk about this gruesome rape. But why didn't she talk about it before? That's what we have to ask. Is it because she was bullied into not talking about it, or did she want to continue to get movie roles? Well, I never heard of her, so I don't think it's the latter.
Right.
All right, we will be right back with more of The War Room. Don't forget.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean, that means it's pure, and rest secured. You're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
America is in an information-based civil war. That's why now more than ever, we've got to hit the streets of America and let these globalist scum know we're not backing down from their bullying. We're only intensifying our operations in the face of their wannabe dictatorship. Being a conservative, a nationalist, a libertarian, or simply a free speech advocate is truly the counterculture. The real punk rock is being a patriot who's pro-America, pro-capitalism, and pro-freedom, who at the same time is tolerant. Modern liberalism is a counterfeit of Thomas Jefferson's classical liberalism. They are the anti-liberals. To defend free speech, meet like-minded friends, and promote freedom worldwide. We've got more than 60 original designs of high-quality t-shirts for men and women, as well as more Patriot apparel at InfoWarsStore.com. Be part of the Second American Revolution at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/